smart. Flores died after a sickening racing incident yesterday.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
You're disgusting. We're going to hire the man that gave 69 points to the Butch Jones offense?
Nice.
No longer a Vol for life. Seriously, John, f*** you.
On 1340 WKGN.
Spike the Elephant may be the happiest elephant in the world. Why is he the happiest elephant in America, you might ask? He joined 6 female elephants, Ambika, Shantai, Bozi, Kamala, Swarna, and Maharani, in his elephant pit.
Do you want to be average? Grow a pair of you.
Hour 2 kicking off in the White Claw Studios. How is it already 105? How late did we get in this hour? Hour 2 headlines. No time to waste. Draven, let's go.
All right, we're going to start. Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Cam, congratulations, man. You needed that victory.
I'm telling you, it was
never a doubt.
I'm telling you, it's a loss.
I'm telling you, we're going 11-5. Come on my team.
I'm telling you, no, you're not. Minnesota's just a disaster right now, man. Just a disaster. And Kirk Cousins is a big part of that. And he said that the reality is, if I'm on the pace with the interceptions, that I'm going to get pulled. I mean, what's kind of the situation here? What's our thoughts here on Kirk Cousins? Is he just this bad?
Excellent scheming by my head coach, Raheem Morris.
Is it that? Was it Raheem Morris that got to Kirk Cousins?
I mean, I feel like Kirk Cousins has been pretty bad all year.
Yes, and he's getting paid a lot. I mean, how do you judge Kirk Cousins? He got into the playoffs. He won a playoff game last year. He had this great moment. And then this season, no Stephon Diggs, and this team is just kind of a mess, kind of a disaster.
I think you have to give him a pass when he's playing a great team like the Falcons. It's like us playing against Georgia. You're just kind of like, excellent defense, not much you can do. That's where Kirk Cousins was this week.
I think the one huge takeaway here is, like, Alexander Mattinson, not near as good as Dalvin Cook. Like,
I tried to tell y'all they weren't going to be able to run on the Falcons, yeah. And y'all wouldn't listen to me.
We were wrong about that.
Yeah, y'all wouldn't listen to me. Y'all think I'm just doing homer takes? No, I'm giving you the facts.
I don't think you can say that whenever you keep telling us you're going 11-5, that you're giving us the facts.
How are we? We only have 5 losses.
I mean, I know, but like...
I told you Carolina wasn't scoring 24. I told you Madison wasn't going to do anything.
You told us the Falcons were going to beat the Panthers.
And I said if they're not, Quinn's fired. So I am 3-1 in picks.
You told us Arthur Blank does not fire coaches midseason and that he was not going to get fired during the season.
I said he prefers not to.
We had a board bet that he was not going to get fired within the first 7 weeks.
Yeah, because I didn't think he'd lose to the Panthers because they weren't going to give him 24 points. I just didn't expect us to score 16. But
yes, no homer takes, just facts.
That was facts. Matt Ryan just threw that end zone interception. That's not on me. I was right until Matt Ryan decided to be a dummy. But he fixed himself this week. It's all good. Him and Julio were like, you're going to trade talk us? All right, we're going to ball out. And 11-5, here we go. Let's ride.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that one. Julio looks good.
It does seem like, the key is like throw the ball to Julio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been kind of their key for the past, like, 5 years.
Crazy with Cutter just figured that out. It's pretty crazy. But it's all part of the plan.
What about Kirk Cousins, though? Is Kirk Cousins is he done? I mean, he threw 6 interceptions last year. He has 10 this year. And by the way, I forgot about this. He signed a 2-year extension in March this past offseason.
Big oof.
He's extended through 2022, and here he is, just a complete mess.
I mean, like, I feel like they should sell. When's the trade deadline? 2 weeks from now? Like, they moved the trade deadline.
November.
The NFL trade deadline used to be, like, week 6, but they moved it back to, like, week 8, right?
I think so.
I feel like at the very least I am calling and like shopping like Adam Thielen if I'm the Vikings.
Please.
I mean, like, that's what I'm doing. Like, it's the third straight year where him and Cousins are like ready to kill each other on the sideline. Like, there was the incident yesterday too where like, Thielen's just like yelling at him and like, you know, they always claimed it was just Diggs being a diva, but like Thielen's been doing it for 3 years too. Like, Thielen just hates Kirk Cousins and it seems like a waste. And I mean, Justin Jefferson, I don't know how much of it was garbage time. I mean, I know a lot of their stats were garbage time yesterday for the Vikings, but like, you just look at the box score and Justin Jefferson had, you know, the 11 targets, which was double anybody else. He had 9 catches, which was double anybody else. 160 yards, which was triple anybody else, and 2 touchdowns. Like, I feel like you just make that offense younger and you just try to get something for Thielen at this deadline now. Get a second, third round pick if you can, and yeah, just try to sell because like the Vikings aren't making the playoffs.
No. Especially in the competitive NFC. Yeah. Doesn't look too good for him.
You're not going to be able to trade Cousins, though. Like, you're stuck with him. Right. And, like, I'm pretty sure that extension was probably all guaranteed money as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because they gave him all guaranteed the first 3 years, so I'd imagine the second, the fourth and fifth years or whatever, all guaranteed as well. So you're not trading Kirk Cousins. No one wants him. You're stuck with him, so I feel like you got to try to get some more draft picks. And, like, I would be trading Adam Thielen at the deadline. That's what I would be doing.
I also think that Mike Zimmer, I think this is it. I think this is
it's a wrap.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
I think this is it. Which is tough again because I mean they went to New Orleans, they beat the Saints, man, that was such a big playoff win for Kirk and everybody, and now it's a disaster. But that's just the rock in the NFL.
He pulled a Jeremy Pruitt yesterday, where they are coming off the heels of a 40-23 beatdown, and he was criticizing the kicker for having bad onside kicks.
Dan Bailey, is he criticizing Dan Bailey?
Is just talking about how the onside kicks weren't very good at all, and it was like what. What are we talking about here?
Can't relate.
That's when you know it's an issue. That's when you know it's a problem. The coach just doesn't know what to blame, so he blames something like that.
Defense sucks. Offense sucks. The Vikings suck. It is, like I
Falcons
said,
good.
I'm trying to trade Adam Thielen. It's funny because they gave, Dalvin Cook money, too. Like, they paid this core, and this core's not winning anything.
Has Cook played more than 12 games a year yet?
It would have been last year.
I think he might have had 15 last year. I want to say maybe.
Like, he's always hurt.
I mean, he has been a lot of his career, but I want to say he got through last year pretty healthy. He played 14 games last year.
Okay. Who needs wide receiver in the NFL right now? Patriots?
I'm from the Patriots. I'm not trading anything for
Ravens, anyone. Maybe?
Yeah, Ravens. But that Lamar can't throw the ball very well.
They don't throw the receivers.
Well, I mean, I think still having a better receiver would help you.
Yeah, I mean, look at Josh Allen. He's had a much better year with Diggs.
Get a receiver, and that'll help Lamar at least have open guys. I mean, there'll be a couple of teams that need a receiver. I don't know exactly who they are right now.
Coming down to Tennessee, join a Super Bowl team.
I mean, we got AJ Brown. We got a go-to tight end and Anthony Ferkser now. Like, we got a Adam Humphries. The slot machine is back and moving the chains.
A week after you told me not to take the bet on Ferkser getting 100 in a touchdown.
Well, he didn't get it last week. He didn't get it against the Bills. But, like, Jonnu Smith got hurt early, like, in the third quarter, and they just kept going to Ferkser.
Is he going to be out next week, too?
They say he's got a slight ankle sprain, so I don't know.
I have to pick up Ferkser off the waiver wire.
Have to.
I wouldn't anticipate a repeat of that. But, I mean, he looked good.
Plus the Steelers' defense a little bit better. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Another AFC team, the New England Patriots.
Good timing on that board bet, guys.
Eesh, Hayden, how are we feeling about that?
I feel terrible about that,
Draven. Let me go to you first.
I felt so stupid. I was sitting there watching my Sunday ticket, watching Cam Newton.
Can't hide money.
I'm a brag.
Well, I can just watch all the games like that. I'm watching it. I got the student discount. It ain't that much. Anyway, sitting there watching the game, watching Cam Newton just absolutely crap his pants. Like, literally cannot do anything. I mean, that offense is terrible. Defense not that good either.
Well, Hayden, Cam told you, don't press the panic button just yet.
I was pressing it in the third quarter when they had 9 points.
The good news is the Patriots are still top 11 in the AFC. It's all right, guys.
There you go.
There we go.
They're number 11. They're in the 11th place right now in the AFC. It's fine.
Listen, they're fine. Look, Cam
said
they're
not fine. They're not good at all.
Terrible.
They're not good.
No need to start reinventing the wheel.
You let Drew Lock go 10 of 24 and lose the game.
We have answers. In that locker room. What about the whole, Cam Newton kind of being out with COVID?
We're not 10-24.
That at all? The fact that he's been dealing with some issues, COVID.
What are we going to say when they're 2-5?
Oh, God.
What's their upcoming schedule?
49ers and at Buffalo.
Yeah, oh boy. Bye.
What are we going to say when they're 2-5?
They'll split those games, please. I really do think they'll split those games. Hayden, don't worry.
Would you like to bet
Patriots
that?
Patriots are fine. Listen, the Patriots have had a lot going on. Let's not forget this is the same team that almost beat the Seahawks, who are undefeated,
almost.
By the way.
We're counting almost wins now.
Oh, so
oh boy, even the Falcons undefeated. Let's ride, baby!
We're not going to give the Patriots some credit for going to Seattle and almost winning. No,
you lost the game.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. Like, how much credit do you get for almost winning? The Vikings almost beat Seattle. Look what they did yesterday.
Yeah.
We almost beat the Cowboys.
I mean, the Vikings.
You want me to take that win from you?
I would say the Vikings are closer to beating the Seahawks than the Patriots were.
Yeah, they were up 13-0. saying.
And they had a fourth down to play, like a fourth down to get a first down to win the game, and a fourth down to stop them. They had two fourth downs. Like, I think they were closer than the Patriots, and we saw how they followed that up by getting smacked by the Falcons. So, no, I don't give you credit for almost winning in the NFL. The Jaguars almost beat the Titans, is what people said. I never said that because they never had the lead or had the ball across midfield with the chance to win the game. But either way, they played toe-to-toe with the Titans, lost by three, and what have they done since then? They've lost four straight games and looked awful. So, listen, no, I don't give you credit for almost wins in the NFL.
Patriots, Hayden, listen to me. Patriots are a well-coached team.
I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know how well-coached they are, actually.
Their offense either. Struggled. Didn't we expect their offense to kind of struggle?
Brady's definitely
year?
Winning
didn't
the Brady Belichick argument right now.
That's 9 points against the Broncos.
Broncos defense isn't just something terrible. Let's not sit here and act
it
like
ain't great.
Something terrible.
It ain't great.
Bradley Chubb. They had A.J. Bouye back this week.
I don't care. 9 points. It's supposed
to be 2015. Yes.
9 points. And they
safety? Jeff Simmons? Something Simmons? Yeah. Jeff Simmons. What's the safety?
Justin something. Simmons.
Justin.
It's
yeah, Justin
Simmons. That's it. That's a good deal.
Alexander Johnson?
Yeah. AJ.
You know, Alexander. Alexander.
The Patriots' biggest plays yesterday. The Patriots' biggest plays yesterday were Cam Newton running the ball when he was about to get sacked,
or letting Julian Edelman throw the ball. They ran two like reverse passes with Julian Edelman.
That does not make me feel.
They're
good.
In trouble.
10 of 24, and
John
they lost.
You want to double down? I'll put two more bets.
I'm gonna say I'll board bet you split in this. I say they don't split. I say they lose both of the next two games.
They will beat the Bills once. John, I feel good about that. Playoffs a little bit less confident. Just
John, would you be so kind? Just go ahead and just take. To cancel both of our board bets from last week, just take one win right now, or
what were the two?
I don't know, man.
What were the two board
good.
Bets?
Dolphins are looking good right now.
Dolphins are looking good.
So you guys might go 0-3 on that that best of three series. The Bills might sweep, and the Dolphins might beat them. You might go 0-3.
Oh yeah, they did the best of three and the playoffs. Oh yeah. Boy,
Cam, the board bet was that the Patriots
are
going to
make a forfeit if you want to forfeit.
Patriots are going to make the playoffs, and then the other one was. Best of three series between the Patriots and Bills twice
and
Dolphins once.
Oh,
I'll show
swept.
Mercy and I'll take a 1-0 if you guys want to forfeit.
No. I'm not giving up yet. No.
I'm
Bill Belichick.
I'm one to
forfeit. You want to board bet the split, though? You want to board bet the split?
No, I'm not betting any more on the Patriots. Anymore.
We'll continue talking NFL after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, what other storylines did you take away from week 6 of the NFL?
You don't want to know mine.
You're probably right. It's probably about the Falcons. And I don't want to know about it.
Browns stink.
They fraud.
Jags stink.
Are the Browns frauds Jets or is that stink. A one game, like a one off? Because, like.
The two good teams they've played, they've gotten blown out by. They're not good, in my
so
opinion.
Do we not count the Colts as good? I mean,
no.
And that's fine if we don't, because they looked pretty bad yesterday in their win against Cincinnati. But they are 4-2. And, I mean, they do have a win
back.
Over the Bears, who are 5-1. So I feel like the Colts are at least middle of the road.
Wasn't that Trubisky Bears?
No, it was
no?
It
was
the
Foles Bears?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they're really that good either.
It was
Foles'
first start, I believe.
I think.
Well, yeah, because he came in.
Against
the
yeah, and then, yeah. Then he kept
okay.
That starting.
Okay. Yeah, it was the week after. I think the Bears are frauds too. I think the Panthers are frauds too.
Well, I think the Panthers. Yeah, I don't think anybody's debating the Panthers are frauds now. Like that was, all the Teddy Bridgewater talk should end. He played terribly.
Oh yeah, it was terrible.
He had a wide open DJ Moore.
Yep.
With the game on the line and threw a terrible pass. DJ Moore almost made a
he
great
catch.
He
almost snagged it.
But then, like, he knocked it out with his knee as he went to the ground. But, like, it was a wide open pass. It should have been a touchdown. Like, that interception Teddy threw in the game. I get that you had to go, 85 yards and not very many quarterbacks in the league. Maybe only three could do that. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and Ryan Tannehill. But, like, Teddy Bridgewater ain't one of them.
Matt Ryan.
I don't think anybody has to be convinced that the Panthers are frauds.
Yeah.
I think that's a wrap for
and
them.
I think the Bears are frauds too.
At a certain point, at 5-1 though, like you can be frauds and like at 5-1 their point differential is only +12.
Yeah. Them and the Colts, I think, are just like have gotten the luck of games and easy teams and just kind of have cruise to these good starts.
But at a certain point, you could turn that into a. Playoff.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they made the playoffs.
And
it's just like
their
I
style too. They're a defensive team is just gonna kind of grind out games.
All six of their games have been a one possession game.
Yeah,
now that Colts game was a little bit of a lie because it was 19-3. And the Bears got a garbage time touchdown to make it 19-11. But all five of their wins have been by one possession, and their one loss technically was one possession. You know, if you think the Bears are frauds, then I think you probably expect this next stretch of games to kind of expose them. Mm-hmm. They go at Rams, home for the Saints, at Titans. So, like,
I don't know how good the Rams. But, like, yeah, the Bears, like you said, they've been one possession games. It was the Lions they barely beat, the Giants they barely beat, the Falcons when they were cruise controlling, the Colts they lost to. The Bucks game, I don't know if that was just a fluke by the Bucks or what was going on
there. To me, that was
a
fluke by the Bucks. That was a bad Tom Brady game. Like, the Tom Brady and that defense. That mm-hmm. defense let Nick Foles drive for the game-winning field goal. Yeah. Like, they had played pretty well outside of that. But, like, I do think that one was a fluke. But that's the thing about the NFL, man. Like, there's only a handful of teams that you feel like are actually good.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So, like, I mean, somebody's going to get in the playoffs that we aren't convinced that's actually good. That happens every year. So, if you tell me the Bears make the playoffs, I'd say, okay, that makes sense. But, like, they're not going to win the championship. We obviously know that. But,
yeah. I think they lose two out of their next three, at least.
I just think there's a lot of flawed teams here. And, like I said, there's only a handful of teams that I feel like are actually good. And, you know, you talk about the Rams. Yeah, the Rams are 4-2, but I'm not convinced that they're any good. I would lean towards no at this point.
Their four wins are against the NFC East.
Right.
That's exactly. Yeah, okay.
And their two losses have been lackluster performances. They rallied against the Bills, but, like, they were down 28-3.
And the Bills were able to, you know, fix themselves enough to win the game.
So, like, the Rams probably aren't any good, but I do think I'll take the Rams at home over the Bears next week.
Probably, yeah.
And then the AFC, like, I mean, I feel like it's a big jumble. Like, you know, we talked about the Patriots being tied for 11th right now, and I think they are probably the 11th best team out of those teams that they're behind.
Yep.
Like, I truly feel that way. I know, like, we've made the board bets, and, you know, you're getting ready to take two L's on that, but, like, they're not better than the Steelers. They're not better than the Titans. They're not better than the Ravens. They're not better than the Chiefs. They're not better than the Bills. They're not better than the Browns, I don't think. I mean, like, you can argue about the Browns, but, like,
Raiders as well, you can make an argument for
them.
They did beat the Raiders head to head, but, like, I think if they play that game in Las Vegas, I think they win that game. Like, Las Vegas was coming off of a short week and a big Monday Night Football win, so, like, I think if you play that game in Las Vegas on a regular week, I think the Raiders beat the Patriots. But either way, the Patriots did beat them. And honestly, I think the Dolphins and Broncos are better than them as well.
The Broncos?
The Broncos just beat them!
I know. I just feel like
going 10 of 24 from Drew Locke.
I mean, that was in New England, right? I mean, the Broncos just went to New England and beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. So, I mean, like, you could tell me the Patriots would beat them if they rematched, but, like, I need to see your work there on that. Show me your work on how you got to that equation. Because at least with the Raiders, I said, hey, short week, coming off an emotional win, like, send them back, to Las Vegas, and they win that game. Like, the Patriots and Broncos were sort of in the same boat in terms of quarterback making their first start since an injury / illness. Like, that was Drew Locke's first start. That game got rescheduled for the Broncos, too. Like, I mean, they both were in a similar position. And, like I said, going in to the end of hour one, we all assume that the Patriots are well-coached, but, like, the Patriots games I've seen, Belichick hasn't been great this year. I thought he's made some big mistakes. I thought he really mishandled that Chiefs game on Monday Night Football. I thought he was poorly. I thought he coached poorly in that. I thought yesterday he coached poorly. He declined a penalty that would have, like, knocked the Broncos out of field goal range and let McManus kick a 57-yarder or whatever it was. Like, I feel like, you know, by now we know McManus has, like, a huge leg. Like, he can make 55-yarders pretty easily.
I do think Belichick's losing the who needed who more Brady Belichick debate right now.
Credit to the Bucks. I mean, they made a statement yesterday, and they did something that we had been begging them to do, which was quit doing dumb stuff. And yesterday, they became, I believe, the second team in NFL modern history since 1972 to have zero penalties, zero turnovers, and allow zero sacks. Like, they went 3-for-3. That's only happened one other time in the NFL, 1999.
And last Thursday night that's all those things they had trouble with.
Yeah.
Sacks, penalties. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, like, credit to them, they fixed it against a pretty good team now. You know, I had a little bit of concerns about the Packers' defense, especially, like, when we talked about last week, like, hey, they hadn't gone up against any number one receivers. Like, they'd been lucky. Like, Julio was out, and Michael Thomas was out, and there was another one that I can't remember who it was that was out.
Yeah, I know.
On the third game, like, somebody was out. But, like, yesterday,
Kenny Galladay.
And then you look like yesterday, and, like, you know, the Godwin was moving the chains, and Mike Evans was out there, and, like, it helped open their offense a little bit. And plus, like, the Packers couldn't create a pass rush. The Bucs went back to their quick passing and did good on the offensive line. So for a team that's been really sloppy, I think you saw, like, the Bucs ceiling yesterday. Now, I do think that's about as good as the Bucs could play. defensively. Offensively, they were mistake-free, but they could probably get you more yards and more points if they had to.
Gronk looked pretty good.
Gronk did look good. Like Gronk, like I said, they're going to ease him back into it. Now you see week six, they sort of kind of get him going a little bit. He catches his first touchdown. But yeah, the Bucs were historically good and efficient yesterday. Zero penalties, zero turnovers, and zero sacks allowed. The first time that's happened since the Colts did it in 1999. Kind of weird that Bruce Arians was a part of both of those. He was a quarterback's coach in 99.
Weren't the Colts terrible then?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, I guess the second year they were good. 98 was when they were bad.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Peyton's rookie year, they went 3-13 or whatever. And then I want to say about the second year, they were good.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's the year that they went to the second round of the playoffs, and the Titans beat them, went into the RCA Dome, and Eddie George beat them down. I believe it's how that went. You got the record pulled up.
Lost division round of the Titans, 1916.
What was their record that year, Dre?
They won the division. There.
They went 13-3. The Colts did.
Wow.
Yeah.
3-13 to 13-3.
Yep. Huge turnaround there. But I do remember that game just because there was one of my favorite clips was Eddie George running to the end zone. And you could see him looking up at the scoreboard to see if anybody was chasing him. Something that stood out to me as a 9-year-old.
That is cool.
Him having a breakaway run. He's like looking up at the stadium to see if anybody's like trying to get him from behind. I remember I went to rent a movie after that.
Saw my movie.
That I don't remember. I'd have been 9. So I don't know.
I didn't watch Get Out this weekend. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It was literally on like
was it really?
Television that, because I ended up in an establishment after work one night and it was on television.
You don't want to watch it on regular TV. You got to get the commercial free unedited version.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the same. It doesn't hit the same, but. I was watching.
Eddie George moment stands out to me so vividly, but it does. I don't remember what movie I rented, though. It would have been like January of 2000. What would have been out then? American Pie 2, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Scream. I love Scream. I don't know. But I do remember going to Mr. Video.
Mr. Video.
That was the name of the...
snap.
That was the name of the movie rental store I went to. And my cousin's ex-boyfriend was there wearing his Colts hat, and I trash-talked him.
What'd you say?
It's like that game today, buddy. Go Titans. I mean, I don't know what I said.
You like older. Colts,
yeah, he was
brother.
Like 7 years older than me, so I didn't probably say too much to him. Just something about probably...
I mean, Titans. What was he going to do? Fight you in the store?
Yeah, he might have. I don't know. Some people get mad about
the Lose
team.
His job?
Some people get mad. I don't think he was working there. He was running a movie, too.
Oh. Well, the coincidence.
It's so weird when you said that. I just automatically thought of like you going to a Red Box and getting it, but then I was like,
Red Box is not a thing.
Red
Box
is
not a thing now. Red Box wasn't a thing back then.
I still think Blockbuster when people say rent videos.
Yeah. It wasn't Blockbuster either. It wasn't a thing in Athens yet. It was Mr. Video.
Okay, okay.
Then Blockbuster came and was like across the street and put him out of business.
Yeah, makes sense. That's how it goes.
Which is why I didn't feel as much sympathy for Blockbuster.
I miss Blockbuster.
When Redbox and the internet put them out of business, you know? What goes around comes around. Like Justin Timberlake once said.
We used to have Blockbuster by a Waffle House.
Ugh. We'll continue talking NFL after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's time to...
Segment is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code Knoxville for a 100% deposit bonus when you sign up and play on MyBookie. You bet, you win, you get paid tonight. Chiefs -5.5. Bills +5.5. 5 o'clock game. Over under of 56. Nightcap. Another Monday night doubleheader. We got Cardinals and Cowboys. Pick 'em. And Big D. How you boys feeling about the games? Which, by the way, pull up the sheet, Cam. I don't feel like we had a good week picking games. I don't feel like I had a good week picking games.
That was y'all.
Saturday, I did okay.
Did you?
I got one of the two.
I don't feel like it's okay. You lost us the juice.
Well.
I told you that. Did you pick Ole Miss? I said.
Yeah. I told you pick sixes ruined my weekend.
Six interceptions. What the hell are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing.
All by Correll.
Yes.
Why don't they put Plumlee in? Don't they have another quarterback for a reason?
Because, I mean, he'd been playing pretty good, I guess, before.
Yeah.
I mean, after the third interception, don't you be like, oh, well.
Especially if you have
another guy.
Maybe
it's not his day.
Yeah, it's not like you have a JT Stroud sitting over there. Yeah. You have another guy you feel good about. Feel like my teaser hit.
All right.
Ravens minus 1.5.
Hayden had Ole Miss, South Carolina. That hit.
And South Carolina money line. I said that too.
Well,
John tried
to
convince me plus 2.5, but I told you money line.
I wrote down 2.5, but you probably did mention it. Packers minus 1.
Nice.
You told me to take plus 2.5.
Okay, that's fine. At one point, it looked smart to take the points. It's fine.
I tried to tell you.
But yeah, you went 1-2.
What about what you told? What about what I tried to tell you about not taking Ole Miss?
You didn't try to tell me that.
Yes, I did. Check the tape. I said Ole Miss coming off of, just because they played good against Alabama doesn't mean they're going to have another good game at Arkansas.
Draven said he liked it, so it made me feel good about it.
Don't blame Draven.
He did say
that.
Just don't
sit here and try to tell me that you tried to tell me whenever I literally tried to talk you out of a loss. So if you had taken the plus 2.5 and didn't take Ole Miss, you'd have had a better weekend than just if you would have taken South Carolina money line. Just for
You win some, you lose some.
Just for the record.
I got the upset right there.
Well, I'm just simply saying, don't sit here and beat your chest about, I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't let me take the 2.5 point money line. I needed the extra plus 130 whenever I tried to get a whole loss, sir. Well. Anyways,
but
is that Hayden's first NFL loss?
It is. It is his first NFL loss.
In a while. Because, no, he lost.
In a while, yeah. You're right.
Since
you
started writing
like
him down.
3 weeks, yeah.
He had the Titans minus. I know he had the Titans like minus 3 against the Vikings.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, take the money line. But
and then Draven had UT minus 6.5. John Cosine.
I'll take the
John
Cosine.
John Cosine, my Packers pick, too.
I didn't have a good week. I'm fully acknowledging. I had a bad weekend.
And then Draven also took Ravens minus 8.
That was so ridiculous. I watched that game because it was the last
bad.
1 o'clock game on.
That was
I was
bad.
Watching it on Red Zone and just watching the Ravens choke
Red
that
Zone.
Out.
Yeah, yes, Red Zone.
You made the right pick there.
Yeah, but and then so John had Tennessee and Bama money line. Bama, of course.
Titans, Bama.
It was false. Also mentioned the Packers and the Panthers.
Yeah, bad weekend. Bad weekend.
But your teaser did hit. Shout out to the Ravens only winning by 2 because he teased them down to 1.5.
Thank God for that.
And the Titans plus 3. So
thank God for that.
That 6.5-point teaser worked out.
Took a 2-point conversion stop, which I think the Ravens still would have won had they gotten the 2-point conversion and tied it. We'd have won by 3.
Yeah, I think so.
And it took the Titans scoring with 4 seconds left to cover that teaser. It was a tough road to hoe.
Never a doubt. And then I had
the
UT.
The teaser should have never been in doubt. The teaser never should have been in doubt.
Yeah.
Ravens, what are you doing?
I had UT and BYU on the 6-point teaser. BYU did their job. Tennessee did not.
Ooh. BYU 29
and
points
I
a row.
I did say that, like, when you were like, oh, what's Hayden going to do? Pick BYU minus 4. I did say, oh, now I got to change my pick because originally that was going to be my thing. So BYU got your money if you bet on BYU. And I had Falcons plus 4, baby. Told y'all. Was I the only one that was perfect on the NFL? Yes.
SMU
yes, I
let
was.
Me down.
I was watching that game
SMU
like, man, I know Hayden bet on these teams.
BYU, though. BYU saved it.
Shout out to the Cougars.
29 points
the
unanswered
Cougars everywhere.
In the game. How about that?
Man, Packers were up 10-0. I was like, man, the Bucks offense can't do this. And the next thing you know, and take Rodgers throwing a pick six and another, like one to put you on the 5.
I think he's only had like 2 in his career before that.
I mean, I feel like that was a pretty good mirror of Tennessee-Kentucky. Like, I feel like the Packers are a better team, but also, like, you can't come back. Even Aaron Rodgers can't come back from throwing basically 2 pick sixes, so how the hell are we supposed to expect Tennessee and, a far, far inferior quarterback overcome that? Because Rodgers was shook after that moment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really funny because it came after he started humping the air after a...
He had the double pump celebration.
A touchdown run that wasn't a touchdown run.
2 pumps is not a flag. 3 is a flag. He only did 2.
Yeah, and then he played terribly after that. And that I can't believe the Bucks didn't pump back in his face. I thought he was trying to do like the Val Venus or something. I was like, what is he doing? He's about to sway his hips? Like, hello, ladies?
It's the Key and Peele.
I caught it.
Everybody was really confused that like hops on Sunday and was like, what is he doing? And I was like, oh, that's the double pump.
Is that gonna replace the double check? The discount double check? Are they gonna work the double pump into the next State Farm commercial?
I don't know how he decided on that one.
So how are we feeling tonight? Chiefs minus 5.5, Cowboys, Cardinals, a pick 'em. Which way do you guys lean?
I don't want to touch the Cowboys game. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with the Cowboys game. Yeah.
I think Chiefs will win, but also I don't know.
The Bills cover.
Yeah, I was if I bet on it, it'd be just Chiefs straight up probably because I wouldn't touch that money line or that spread.
I think the Bills cover.
Well, I guess I'll take.
I just think
Hayes has been asking this question all night.
I think when you look at the Chiefs Bills game, you just take the better quarterback and Josh Allen. I'll take him.
He does have the better throw power.
I mean, I do think that the game probably matters. I don't know. That's what I thought about the Ravens. I just think the Bills got embarrassed last week.
Chiefs kind of got embarrassed a little bit, too.
Yeah, they double embarrassed.
They just lost, though. The Bills got embarrassed. The Bills lost by 26. Yeah. Like,
I feel like a lot more people were watching that Titans-Bills game because it was on a Tuesday.
And they have more to prove than the Chiefs do. Like, if the Chiefs go 11-5, like, you get to the playoffs, you still feel fine for the Chiefs. I think if you're the Bills, you have more to prove. You have a bigger chip on your shoulder. I don't know. It might be stupid, but I like the Bills tonight plus 5.5. I just think their defense is going to – their defense actually stinks.
I think Andy Reid's going to get in his bag tonight.
It's a scary proposition. You're right. Both these overs are just set at 56, just like, or 56 and 55.5. You're just like, what do you do here? I feel like both these games should be track meets.
The Chiefs did start out 4-0, though, and then they lost Sunday night to the Colts, and then they lost the following week, too. Lost back-to-back games.
Lost to the Texans as well.
Because I remember being very angry about that because I was trying to chase both those teams in the AFC South.
So it's kind of interesting.
Then they lost to the Titans, too. They did not do well against the AFC South last year. Beat the Jags week one, though.
Only because Foles got hurt.
Well, what do you think, Draven? What do you think about tonight?
I'm not going to say anything about that Cardinals-Cowboys game. Chiefs-Bills.
You're not confident in Andy Dalton?
I would probably take Chiefs minus 5.5. Oh, God. Honestly. I don't know if the Bills are all that good.
Whatever anybody wants to happen, I'll just pick the opposite, and the opposite's going to happen. So.
You shell shocked?
Yeah.
Just take the night off.
No.
That's what I recommend. Yeah. Reset for next week. Coastal plays next week. Don't worry.
They play on midweek game?
I think they play Georgia Southern. I don't know when.
Ugh, that'd be ugly.
Just take the week off. It'll be fine. It's okay. Week off.
At least Braves lost last night. How about that? Chop on.
Yeah, that's offensive. I take offense to that.
Two good teams. I mean, two good games tonight. I think the first one at 5 o'clock is cool too. Like, I mean, the Chiefs and Bills both very good at football. I think, and I do. You know, it could be a statement game from the Chiefs. They could bounce back here, but I think the Bills are a pretty good team, and I think them being at home, I'll take the 5 points. That's what I'll say.
That game on Fox, is it Joe Buck calling it again?
I would imagine that's on a CBS, no? Being a Chiefs-Bills game?
It's on Fox because it was the Thursday night game.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It is going to be a Fox game.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, good.
I saw them advertising yesterday.
What a run for Fox. They get the Game 7 last night with the Braves and Dodgers, and they turn around and get this huge game with the Chiefs and Bills, which is, you know, I was going to say be bigger than the Cowboys and the Cardinals, but the Cowboys are such a big brand. Cowboys will be fine, ratings-wise.
What's your expectations for Red Rifle?
I think the offense will be fine. It's just, to me, when I look at that Cardinals and Cowboys game, I'm just like, is all of a sudden the Cowboys defense going to be fixed? Like, that's my question. It's like, is the Cowboys defense all of a sudden going to be good and ready to go?
Kind of hoping for maybe, like, a little motivation. Maybe, like, Dak being hurt. Maybe they'll give him a little fire.
Play for Dak!
Since you brought up the Cowboys and their offense, I thought this would be a nice little transition and a nice cherry on top of this segment. Did you know that in their NFL careers, 160-yard-plus rushing games. So, you know, running backs with 160 yards or more in games.
Yep.
Derrick Henry has 7. You want to take a guess at how many Ezekiel Elliott has?
2.
Not even that, probably 1.
0.
0. Oh. Yeah. I'd say, yeah, he hasn't had a lot of, like, monster games, honestly.
Derrick Henry, 7. And Ezekiel Elliott, 0.
Are you getting this MVP train fired up soon or what?
I don't know who to pick, though. Like, who's the MVP? Is it Tannehill or Henry? They're both just awesome.
We just have so many.
I mean, we do. It's true.
I bet you just hate to have that problem, huh?
I mean, I don't – yeah, like, Henry said to vote for Tannehill. Henry said that Tannehill's the MVP.
Did Tannehill say to vote for Henry? He should.
That's cute.
Can we just get like both MVPs?
Win. Yes. Yeah, I mean, like they both win.
Like when I was younger, McNair and Peyton split MVP, which was kind of cool. Although I was kind of mad I wanted McNair just to get it himself. But I was like, okay, you know, Peyton, whatever, whatever. The media darling, of course, they're going to give him at least half of it, even Mr. though McNair was better. But
Memphis.
Yeah, like maybe Henry and Tannehill just split it. That'd be kind of cool. Or maybe one gets MVP and the other gets Offensive Player of the Year. But you know, a lot of people just point out like, oh, Henry. Tannehill's so good just because of play action. Just want to point out, yesterday, non-play action passes for the Titans. Ryan Tannehill was 22 of 25 for 222 yards and 3 touchdowns. Just want to point that out for you. 22 of 25, 222 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Maybe 16-0. What do you think about that? 16-0?
Sometimes I want to lose one to get reset, but I don't know which one I want to lose. When I look at the schedule, I mean, like this week's going to be tough, but if we get past this week, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Who y'all got this week?
The Steelers.
Without Devin Bush.
Okay, right, but without one. Like, after this one, it'll be smooth sailing, though. Like, I mean, but we got to get by this one. This is a big one. This game's got bad blood in it, too. You know, it used to be the AFC Central. We got the whole COVID stuff now. The Steelers feel like we cheated. We owe Big Ben and Eric Ebron a couple shots. Calling my shot, this will be Clowney's first week with a sack. Clowney's going to get to Big Ben. But after this, you get Cincinnati, Chicago, Indy. So, I mean, like, you get past this one. Look out, 9-0. Here we come.
Man, and then, Clowney doesn't have a sack yet?
No, but he's been
close a few times.
He's been disruptive. I mean, I'm still happy with what he's been doing.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way Fowler's been for the Falcons.
And that's what Clowney always was like last year with Seattle. I mean, he just gets in the backfield. He hasn't gotten a sack, but he's been around. But yeah, you get past Pittsburgh, then you got at Cincinnati, home for Chicago and Indianapolis, and then you get a mini bye because that Colts game's on Thursday. Then you get at Baltimore.
That's a pretty tough little stretch after that Baltimore game.
After Baltimore?
I mean, Colts, Browns.
Colts, Browns, Jaguars, well, Lions. That doesn't seem very tough to me. And Houston. I mean, I feel like that. I mean, the Titans had the second easiest schedule when we talked about that, didn't we, in terms of the easiest schedules remaining?
Yeah, I guess it's not brutal.
No, it's fine. We're looking at 12-4.
Toughest games this week.
At least. At Baltimore would be pretty tough. But, like, outside of those two, 12-4 at least.
12-4?
Yeah, there's a few teams with winning records at least.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm just saying 12-4.
Overall.
Tighten up. Tease up! Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Update the official power rankings. Goodbye, Aaron Rodgers. You are now moved down. Wilson, Mahomes, Tannehill, that's the top three. Any disagreements? No? How about the move Mike Vrabel pulled yesterday? That was coaching brilliance. There's just such a juxtaposition between what I see on Saturdays and what I see on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays, my team looks unprepared. We got Jeremy Pruitt, a big dumb redneck who I loved 10 days ago, who now I don't know if I love.
I don't love him.
We have him wasting a second half timeout on a stupid like video replay. Oh, maybe they fumbled the ball. No, they didn't, Jerm. We're going to need that timeout too, which I guess to his credit, we didn't need the timeout. And these guys, quarterback out there throwing 3-yard passes, even down, you know, 20 points. And then on Sunday, I get to see just an elite offense. Best offense in the league. I think it's easy to say that now. No doubts about it. I mean, if you look at the efficiency, they are the best offense in the league if you just look at the updated numbers. But then you have Mike Vrabel pulling a Bill Belichickian move that like is better than anything Bill Belichick's done in terms of strategically, where he comes out and he takes an intentional 12 men on the field to give up a first down and stop the clock. It was one of the most brilliant coaching moves I've ever seen. Did you see it, Draven? You know what I'm talking about? Because you got a little smirk on your face.
Yeah, I did see it, and I saw it on Twitter as well. Then
which, by the way, not to toot my own horn, but I was the first person that noticed that.
Really?
I tweeted it like after immediately it happened.
I didn't notice it.
My problem is I just can't like rip. I don't really know how to rip audio video. I need to like update my. I need somebody to come in and like teach me how to be a proper 30-year-old in today's internet age, because I'm a boomer. So I tweeted it, but like if you had the video, it was like you could. There's no arguing it. Like you can clearly see that like Vrabel runs that guy out, and like the captain Jonathan Joseph is looking over and is just like, "Hey, we got 12 men on the field." And Vrabel's just like, "It's cool. Trust me, it's cool." And they're almost at the point where he's begging the ref, like, "Hey, stop the play. Throw the flag." They throw it. We give up a first down, second and one, which is perfect because then you set them up inside the 20 where they can only get one more first down. You stop the clock. You don't have to waste a timeout. You keep your 40 seconds. Of course, you tied the game with 4 seconds left. And it was just coaching brilliance by Mike Vrabel. It's the second time he's done that move. He did it in 2018 against the Jets as well. Of course, you remember last year in the playoffs, him burning off an extra minute against the Patriots by taking intentional false starts.
Didn't the NFL have to change the rollout?
They did, yeah. And they'll change this one too.
I'm sure.
Like, teams used to put 12 men on the field at the end of games and just, like, say, hey, we're just going to play defense with 12 or 13 men on the field. And, like, they run the play, and then you get your 5 yards. But, like, if you're running a play, say you have, like, 30 seconds left and you have to go, like, 70 yards – if we're making you run, like, 10-second plays and you can't score on us with 12 men on the field, like, what are you, you know, like, what's the point? So the NFL changed the rule to where now they blow the whistle before the play and they just give you 5 yards. Now, we'll say they might put something into the, they will put something into the rules where if it's flagrant, like the Titans kind of did there, it's a 15-yard, where the clock will keep running if it's advantageous to the offense. Like they'll fix this rule. And Vrabel's probably mad that people pointed it out because now like he's probably going to get a letter and a warning, and he won't be able to pull it off again. But it was coaching brilliance. And like I said, it was something that won the Titans the game. And it's all I've ever wanted from my head coach.
Vols dropped their Bama depth chart.
Who cares? Is Garantano still the listed starter?
Absolutely.
Then who cares? And I don't even want to make it about Garantano. Like, at a certain point, you are who you are. A tiger don't change its stripes and all those cliches, old dog, new tricks, whatever. Like, he is who he is. And the fact that the coaches are still putting him out there in year five thinking it's all of a sudden going to click is on them. And if you want to watch and support the boys, I completely appreciate it. Thank you for doing the part that I do not want to do. I want to focus on my 5-0 undefeated team that's getting ready to play the biggest game of the year so far. Move over, Ravens, Chiefs, 5-0 Titans versus 5-0 Steelers. Bigger game. Let's ride. I like having a well-coached team.
Same.
Vrabel seems to be the best of the disciples of all. You know, he's not even a Belichick disciple. He just played there. He didn't coach there with Belichick, but I guess he maybe learned some tricks. Feels good. Corey Davis getting ready to get activated off the COVID list, so that some receiving depth will be coming to Tennessee, although I think the receivers have done their job. Passing game still hasn't really missed a beat without having their number two receiver, which, by the way, credit to top five NFL quarterback Ryan Tannehill. He's not number five. He's not number four for getting it done. I'm excited for these two games tonight. We're getting sneakily to the like halfway point of the NFL season. Like, you know, teams that start out 5-0 have a better chance statistically of making the Super Bowl than they do of missing the playoffs when you look at like just history. I like where the Titans are positioned.
When's the last time the Titans been 5-0?
They only done it twice in history. It was 2008. They started out like 9-0 and then lost to Brett Favre. Or 10-0. I think it was 9 or 10. And lost to Brett Favre. Hour 2 in the books. Hour 3 on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.